I don't know if you want to say circus, but I mean that's kind of what it is to follow this team for the entire season. I mean, you know, just about every game has been sold out, and it's like this all the time. So nothing new for them.
John, tell us a little bit about New Albany. Everybody knows Romeo Langford, but talk about some of the other key contributors that fans up here who are coming down Saturday will be seeing.
Well, the point guard, Sean East, number five, he's also a senior, and he's really, really good. I mean, he's probably, since Jim Shan's going to be coaching the Indiana All-Stars, he might have an inside track at making the All-Star team as well. He's really good. And the other guys they have around him are really good role players. Derek Stevenson, number 11, is kind of the defensive stopper. And Julian Hunter, number 30, is just, you know, a good athlete. And he and Trey Horgan, the other starter, just kind of, you know, they get putbacks and they just get rebounds, offensive, defensive rebounds. That's kind of their role. And, you know, they're fine with that.
How does Jim Shannon deal with what has become, and I'm just going to use the words, the best one I can think of, the circus, because you could go to a Friday game on January 18th, and there's sometimes that game just doesn't have a whole lot of meaning, but there's always something surrounding New Albany basketball. How have they handled it and made it, at least for them, probably commonplace?
Yeah. I mean, remarkably well, you know, given all the attention and everything, especially Romeo, obviously. But Jim kind of, you know, he runs the show, I guess, as it were. And Romeo's dad, Tim, also does a good job of, you know, helping him handle that kind of stuff, too. You know, he's got the autograph line after every game where they set up a table for him and he signs autographs. And, you know, sometimes he's there for an hour, you know, after the game signing autographs. It's an amazing thing.
Josh, do you think the Langfords have purposely delayed his college announcement to keep whatever focus they can strictly on New Albany basketball and this tournament run?
Yeah, that's what they've said time and time again, is that, you know, their main focus, Romeo's main focus really, is just winning a state championship, another state championship. And that's, you know, that's what they said all year long. And so that's why, you know, they're not going to make a college decision until, you know, after state tournament's over, then apparently until after the, his dad told me the other night, until after the All-Star games are over. So McDonald's and he's playing that, and Jordan Brand after that. So it'll be April before he makes his decision.
Josh Cook with us from the News and Tribune. He's had coverage of the New Albany Bulldogs this season. It's almost unfathomable to think an undefeated 4A basketball team is an underdog, and I think in some people's minds they're a decided underdog. We could talk about Harold's prediction, but I think some people are fixated, and I get that, on New Albany. What's the New Albany look at Warren Central right now, two teams that probably outside of maybe AAU connections don't know a lot about each other?
Yeah, I know Jim Shannon especially. He knows Warren Central. He knows about him. They've been on his radar, I think, for most of the season. So I don't want to say this is the de facto 4A state championship game, but, well, I guess it probably will be. But, you know, he really respects him a lot, and I know they're really preparing for this game.
Getting to go to Seymour again, any advantage with what has been a home court away from home for them this season?
Yeah, it definitely has been, and it has been for the last few years, actually. But, probably, you know, the shooting background and all that kind of stuff. I know Sean East really shoots well there. He has the last few games. Romeo, actually, he went 0 for 4 from 3 and was 10 of 17 from the free throw line, which is very uncharacteristic in the victory over Bloomington South in the regional semis Saturday afternoon. But during the night, he was, he was a lot better from the free throw line, and I think it was like 3 of 6 from 3. So, yeah, they definitely know, it's definitely a gym that they're familiar with.